with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a bridging proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza, and called on Hamas to do the same, without saying whether it had addressed gaps cited by the terrorist group. Blinken spoke after holding a 2.5-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. House Republicans releasing their initial impeachment inquiry report on President Biden, alleging an abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the financial dealings of his son Hunter Biden and family associates. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Nearly year-long inquiry by Republicans stopped short of alleging any criminal wrongdoing by the president. Instead, the almost 300-page report out Monday, the opening day of the Democratic National Convention, covers familiar ground, asserting the Biden family traded on its, quote, brand and business ventures in corrupt ways that rises to the Constitution's high bar for impeachment. With Biden no longer running for re-election, next stops are highly uncertain. House Republicans have not had support from their own ranks to actually impeach the president, and removal by the Senate is even further afield. Many Republicans prefer to focus attention on the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, with some probes getting underway. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dame Thomasina says parts of Connecticut and New York received up to 10 inches of rain from a separate weather pattern unrelated to Ernesto.
There was a flash flood emergency in effect. There was numerous flooding reports. Both those areas had road closures, flooded basements, water rescues. There were several reports up in with the southwestern Connecticut area that had roads washed out.
This is SRN News. The United Kingdom considers a blasphemy law.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the U.S., administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protests of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments and limiting the duration of demonstrations. This is SRN News. Cisco Systems planning to lay off 7% of its employees.
That's the company's second round of job cuts this year as Cisco Systems shifts its focus to more rapidly growing areas in technology, such as artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. The company, based in San Jose, California, did not specify the number of jobs it's cutting. It had 84,900 employees as of July 2023. Based on that figure, the number of jobs cut would be about 5,900.
Correspondent Jeremy House, California Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bipartisan package of 10 bills to crack down on retail theft. The package includes some of the most consequential laws to tackle professional crime rings in years. The new laws make it easier to go after repeat shoplifters, auto thieves, and stolen goods resellers. The measure is supported by district attorneys and businesses. More details at srnnews.com.